There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Two of the Power Hour starts right now. It's March 12, 2015. We'll be taking your calls in this half hour. We've got Russ delayed for a half hour, so Russ will join us in the bottom of this hour. And Stephen Aaron Gray, you got to meet this guy. He's the libertarian's libertarian. No, not the ones you've seen lately. He's old school. His book is Ant Farm, a novel about what's bugging society. This is a great book to read to your children. It's very kind of written not as a children's book, because there's some big words in it. There's some big concepts in it. How did we get here? And it shows how incrementally we had one law and then we had thousands of laws a year. How we incrementally got here to this point where every little millimeter of our lives are controlled by the federales, by quote-unquote democracy. This is what I guess happens when you think you live in a democracy. The 51% of the people can be conned to vote for something that the other 49% of the people have to do, even though the founders saw the Ninth Amendment and put the Ninth Amendment in. Thankfully, they added the Bill of Rights. By the way, I think there's a con going on right now, right? Not right now, but they're trying to vote on a constitutional convention. That's a little makes me a little nervous. But Ninth Amendment, you can't take something from me and give it to somebody else, even if it's not mentioned in the Constitution. Ninth Amendment, it's about individual sovereignty. And then the Tenth Amendment, of course, about your state sovereignty. Russ Baker joining us here in just a little bit, so we'll take your calls here coming up in the next segment. Something else I want to talk about, there is a new paper leaked. And I wonder if this is going to provoke you at all. I wonder if this is another ho-hum, we're spied on. But what we're finding out is that the spying technology developed by the CIA to use overseas, remember this is what we were told, that all the spying would be taking place on overseas calls, all overseas, all against the foreign enemy, not you domestic people. We were told that for years, and now the paper bag has come off of that head. But this is just in. These dirt boxes are being used. This is what they use again in foreign countries. Small airplanes. Have you seen these? When you're looking for chemtrails? Small airplanes operating out of five U.S. cities have been equipped with devices called dirt boxes that mimic cell tower signals, tricking mobile phones, your iPhones, into revealing their unique identification information. This is then used to locate targets within 3 meters, 10 feet. Makes you wonder how they can't find people and don't know who people are. The flying range of the airplanes was described as covering most of the U.S. population. And we have this headline, CIA U.S. Marshals engaged in domestic phone spying report. This is, by the way, warrantless. And it makes you wonder if they're telling you this, if you know this now, what else is there you don't know? Every day, new DARPA technology, new spying technology is employed. Of course, we saw that the NSA was already in the back door of your Apple iPhones before you even got them in your hot little hands. Your personal electronic monitoring device. And some of you say, well, why do they need to spy on me? I just admit all my crimes on Facebook. Anything you want to know about me, you simply have to go to Facebook. Remember that Facebook monitors everything you do on your computer, whether you're logged into it or not. Once you sign into Facebook, once you decide to have a Facebook account, that thing watches everything you do. And your iPhone listens to you and tracks you everywhere you go. I won't take a microchip, but an iPhone is cool. It just seems to get worse all the time, doesn't it? I hate to say that in the morning. Let's start with something positive when we come back. Phone lines are open.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Well, it looks like even a conservative, Lindsey Graham, turning on Lindsey Graham. How does this guy get elected? Does he want to be president or dictator of America? I think that goes for anyone who might be running for president. The phone lines are open. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Joyce Riley this morning. Our guest, Russ Baker, a little delayed, coming up here in just about 20 minutes. We have time to take some of your calls here in the first part of the second hour on March 12th, 2015. It's the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Phone lines to get in now. Bring a good take. Happy to answer your questions. Not here to promote your website or any of the rest of that, unless it's applicable. Is Hillary Clinton, I can't even call her Hillary, is Hillary Clinton in trouble? The emails, Benghazi, even people and members in her own party saying, quit it, get out of here, your time is up. How can you just assume the nomination? That's because she has the contacts, she has the money. So does Jeb Bush. They've already got the money, and in my opinion, they've already got the nomination. There are plenty of people on the Republican side of the aisle that don't like Jeb Bush and don't think he should be president. That never stops them from getting the nomination. Speaking of John McCain, remember when he got the nomination in 2008? He was a laughingstock. I went to straw polls. I was highly involved in following the election around the country when Ron Paul was running the first time, and John McCain was a laughingstock. But he got the nomination. Is Clinton in trouble? Are the emails nothing or something? I believe they're much too, but about nothing. What you're going to do is you're going to get a lot of this out before you actually plant your flag and begin running. So far, I think only Elizabeth Warren has decided to try to run against her, because most people know what I know, and what you know is that it's probably futile. That Clinton is supposed to run in this election to make Jeb Bush look a little bit better, get the Republicans out in force, and make him president. It's the Republicans' turn. It's been 8 years. 8 years of Obama. You'd elect the devil himself if he wore a red tie. So you get all this out ahead of time, and then when she's asked about it later, I covered that. That was much to do about nothing. I think this is a little bit of a setup, too. When this turns out to be nothing, and it probably will, oh, yes, the NSA, the federal government, they can get her emails, but they're not. Why not? That's because Obama's protecting her. No, Obama doesn't like Clinton either. In fact, he even came out and basically said, hey, you're kind of on your own there, woman. Don't drag me into this. They've often said, I've seen the two face-to-face, and Obama can't look her in the eye. He looks a little scared, a little bit of a scared, piddling puppy when he's in her presence, the witch. I should be nicer to Hillary Clinton. Do you think that's anything? Ferguson, was that a false flag? Was this provocateur shooting? Perfect timing. The Republicans sending a letter to Iran saying, don't listen to Obama, we'll be in power in 2 years, and nothing, any deal you make is not going to be good. What do you think if you're Iran? Shh, just wait for the other guy. Don't make a deal. I don't know. It seems like tampering. Some have even said sedition. All right, the number is 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Lauren in Ohio, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Good. Can you turn her up a little bit, please? Yeah, they're going to fix your audio on my side. Go ahead. I can barely hear you.
Okay. You got me now?
Sure. Turn her up, though.
I can't hear.
Okay.
Oh, really? I can barely hear. You want to put her on hold? We're going to put you on hold for a second, Lauren, and see if we can fix this thing up. 877-817-9829. Anything you want to put on the record? Want to talk about the news? Are people going to be so outraged that a Clinton and Bush are running against each other that they're going to do something to stop it? Let's try you again, Lauren. Lauren in Ohio.
Okay, do you have me now? Wow.
I can barely hear her for some reason. And you can't hear her at all, Scott?
Do you hear me now? Now I have a dial tone.
Aha! What, do you have your mute button on? You think you're a talk show host? Go ahead, Lauren. Just kidding.
Okay, now you have me?
I do.
Do you hear this beeping in the background?
I don't.
Okay, that's okay. I don't mind it. Okay, starting out on a positive note, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the Bible also says expose and overturn. Now, I'm going to say something controversial, but I just want you to understand. I'm a black woman, descendant from French ancestry, whose name was Isaac Demery. So it may be French-Jewish ancestry, and I was raised in Beechwood, which is all Jewish. My best friends were Jewish coming up. But
okay.
I want people to understand that if we let evil go on in our midst, this is how you have destruction that falls on you. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. So the bottom line is slavery, not that many people in the South had slaves, but they used it as an excuse for the corporate bankers to go in and steal the land and the assets from the Southerners and then bring in Reconstruction, where they threw out our Constitution. They didn't really throw it out. It's still there waiting to be accessed if anybody wants access to it. But just a few people had slaves. Okay, now what we've got in America right now, I just was watching some information from David Duke, and if people know who David Duke is, I remember this because when I was, it was like 80s, and they were talking about, he's a racist, and I am going to pitch a website, davidduke.com, but check this out, he gave a quote, and it's from a media article, and I want people to look the article up. It's by a Jewish man named Joel Stein. It was on December 19th, 2008 in the L.A. Times. And the title of the article is How Jewish is Hollywood? And what they were saying is in an ADL poll, only 22% of Americans believe that Jews own Hollywood. And one of the things that Joel Stein said was, this shows how stupid Americans are because they don't even understand that we're running them. And then they had all these signatories to, this is when they were fighting about contracts, and all the signatories were Jewish. And it included Ari Emanuel, you know, Rahm Emanuel's brother. And the bottom line is a Jewish criminal syndicate has taken over Hollywood. And that doesn't mean all Jews. It's 3%, just like George Bush is not a representative of Christian Americans. The man is a Satanist Luciferian that goes to Bohemian Grove. So it's not about calling names. It's about understanding what's going on. So a Jewish criminal syndicate's taken over Hollywood, mainstream media, and they've bought out our president, our congressmen, our senators. I mean, like you, I think you were talking about Harry Reid getting thumped on. I'm not sure if that was you or not, but you know, the bottom line is we cannot keep doing what these people say to do. When you're talking about spend your money and that's how you can get things to go your way, you're right. We need to obey God first.
Well, I know. You can't just go vote every 4 years and expect to hope that there's going to, thanks for the call, and hope that there's going to be change. Well, there's a first for me. A black/Jewish woman, she checks all the boxes promoting David Duke. I think I've heard it all now, but you're right about what happened in the South. Yeah, define what slave. So you're not allowed to use, this is politically incorrect, you're not allowed to use the word slave now, though I have it basically, you know, written on my forehead, because that's what we all are. All of us. Even at the very top, just below the capstone. The president, I'm sorry to say, is a slave. He was out at Selma talking about the 50-year anniversary of the end of Jim Crow, segregation, blacks being able to vote. Well, they could vote, but they were intimidated. And now you can vote, and they'll fix your vote. So the only vote you have is the vote that with your life force. You make money, or you make food, or something to barter. That's what you put your life force into, and that needs to go to something positive. You need to be very careful where you do it, because the global corp companies are very sneaky. You don't know who owns them unless you actually do the research. That would be a great resource, and I know there's some people out there that do it. Really finding out who owns what you're supporting. This is why I love the movement in East Atlanta. No box stores, no chain stores, no Walmarts. All mom-and-pop proprietors, standalones, boutiques. And then you know. Now, depending on what you buy off their shelves, if you're buying slave goods from China, then you're supporting slavery in China. Indentured servitude. So it takes on many meanings. And I think we look around and we say, well, if I do everything the way I'm told to do it, then I get to work on the plantation. I get to be a sharecropper. Oh, well, that's great. So we're not held in chains, literal chains, just the metaphorical ones. Interesting call, Lauren. Francis in North Carolina, you're on the Power Hour. Maybe I went too quick. How are our phones? That definitely didn't go well. I did hear that beeping, Scott. Is Francis with us today? Hey, Francis. You're on the Power Hour.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack. There you are. Couple of quick thoughts for you. One, calling Hillary a witch is an insult to witches to start off with.
You're right. I apologize to the witches out there. And when I call a politician a rat, I sometimes apologize to the rats, but you're right.
There you go. At least rats have a better chance of ethics, for that matter. As for Ms. Lindsay in South Carolina, yes, that's with a bad pun intended. The people are not voting for this character. quite frankly, the machines are putting this character in place.
Yeah, but they can't do that 100%. You have to get it close, and then you can fix the election. It's just that you won't need it in a local election if it's not a big national election. You might only need 20% of the people to be conned and think they're going to get something from you and that you represent their way of thinking, and then you can add in the rest.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Now, for a final thought for you. As far as that gold heist that was to occur or occurred or whatever on 95 in North Carolina, it was south of Wilson, hold.
Okay, we'll get you a second on the other side. A short segment coming up. I want to get Rose and Wayne in as well. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Plutt.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So who else will you need at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
phones. I want to get everybody in. It's a short 5-minute segment. We had Francis from North Carolina. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Joyce will be back tomorrow. It's March 12th. You're listening to the Power Hour. Francis, was it an inside job, the gold heist in North Carolina? That's what investigators are saying.
Well, that's very true. The question is that when I contacted the sheriff in Wilson, asking them about what about the traffic cameras that they got lined all over the highways and so forth, well, it turns out right at the intersection or before the intersection where 95 goes into 40, going up into Raleigh, even though it continues on north as well, there are no traffic cameras there in that particular spot. So that tells me a lot, considering that there's no traffic cameras from that point on.
Well, it was well planned. It was well planned, and the investigators are saying it might have been an inside job. What was it, $4 million in gold bars stolen?
Approximately. But now, there's two funny parts to it, though. One, they did not use an armored truck, which is odd. Two, supposedly, according to the national news, there was a mechanical failure going on. However, according to the local news, they claim that the passenger that was accompanying the driver was suffering from motion sickness and had to stop or whatever to resolve it.
Where was Lindsey Graham when all this was happening? I think we need to know that. Thank you, Francis. I got to move. We'll keep monitoring that story. It's very interesting. Rose in Virginia. Everybody has like a minute or two here, and then we'll get to Russ Baker after the break. Rose, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know. We're having a little problem with the phones, but everybody's getting it.
Okay,
go ahead, Rose.
Let me change this. Can you?
No, Rose, you're okay. Go ahead.
Okay, one of the things that I wanted to share is that one of the problems that we're having is that we have to restore the Constitution. The best explanation that I heard was in the archives of the Liberty Beacon Town Crier, Dr. Rebecca Carly Show. Anita Whitney, she's an anti-corruption society, and her show is in defense of humanity. On January 21st, 2015, she gave a very good explanation. What does it mean to be a corporate?
What do you mean? How do you want the Constitution restored? I mean, there is a Constitution, allegedly, which I personally think has been usurped by the trade agreements making this the North American Union. We saw what happened in the EU. Do you think this can be fixed? The GOP is suggesting to have a constitutional convention to get in and start monkeying around with the Constitution. I know a lot of conservatives that are sending them letters saying, don't do that. We don't want you to do that. Vote no on that. Where do you stand on a con?
Well, I believe, you know, that just now we are under a corporation status,
mm-hmm.
and we have to eliminate that.
Okay.
And what would it take? I don't know.
We need to define that, and that needs to be forefront in the debate and the conversation. Thank you, Rose. I got to keep moving. Thank you. But that's true. We have to define. Are we individuals? Are we corporations? Why is my name capitalized on my driver's license? Wayne in Tennessee, you'll have the last word here in this hour. You're live on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Just a bit of information that people don't typically look at. Everybody is moving underground, at least the governments and some of the elite. But an interesting fact is, of the five longest cave systems in the world, two are in the U.S. and two are in the Ukraine. The longest one is in the U.S., Mammoth Cave, and the second longest is in Ukraine. Then Switzerland, then the U.S., then the Ukraine.
I missed it. The five longest, what is it, Wayne?
Cave systems, underground caves.
Oh, okay, sure. That's what you meant by underground. I was thinking, you know, underground economy, underground freedom movement, which is being stamped out under the guise of immigration, by the way. There are underground facilities, underground cities, looking under the Denver airport, for instance, in Japan, in every major country. And we're not talking about the medieval caves and tombs. We're talking about sophisticated facilities. Some people think aliens are down there.
Well, the Ukraine, it's 183 kilometers is the length of the one in the Ukraine.
If they decide to nuke us all, how many people you think will fit in these underground facilities? All of us?
Well,
some of us? Will they choose who gets to live, who gets to die? And if you're the critic of the elite, you get to live? You better have your own facility, maybe.
Well, that's the question, you know. If two of the longest are in the Ukraine, and we took over the Ukraine, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, they're going to nuke it. That's
well,
it. You know what? And thank you for the call. You know what? The people of the Ukraine, I don't want anyone to forget this. Really good, creative, amazing people. Truly. I might sneak in Rob when we come back, and then we're going to go to our guest, Russ Baker from whowhatwhy.com, get some updates on the Boston Bombing Marathon trial, which is over before it even began, quite frankly. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood sitting in.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible, get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Day 2015. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Joyce. Joyce will be back tomorrow. I'm here every Thursday. Thank you for having me and listening to me. The guest we have this morning here in the second hour is Russ Baker. He's a regular contributor to the Jack Blood Show. We've known him for a long time. He is the editor and publisher of whowhatwhy.com, and they put some brilliant stuff up there. You may not agree with all of it, but that's because you're not mind controlled and in a cult. Russ Baker has been following the Boston bombing trial even since before it happened and had written consistently what I think is a very accurate questioning and reporting on the Boston marathon bombing in total since it happened. Russ, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you, man.
Oh, no problem at all.
There's a lot of developments here on the Boston bombing trial. You start anywhere you want, but it's almost like the logical position here is that there's not even a case of whether Joker Sarnoff is guilty or not. If his defense lawyers basically admitted he's guilty, and the whole trial now is centered around should he get the death penalty or should he just have life in prison. That doesn't really sound like a fair trial to me.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with this thing, and we've been saying this at Who, What, Why from the start, is that there were early indications that this was a complex story. In other words, there were early indications, obviously right from the beginning, that this fellow and his brother were enmeshed in something. So we knew that from the beginning. What we were interested in were the indications that this particular act may be nestled in a larger, shall we call it, a national security web of some kind, as we see with many of these stories involving the FBI and alleged terror acts, that it's not as simple as an individual just doing something, that very often they know other people, very often they had some contacts with law enforcement, very often we find that it was an FBI so-called informant, although they're really more provocateurs, who were encouraged to supposedly sort of weed out the people who had terrorist things on their mind by getting to know them and encouraging them to do things. And so we cannot look at this merely as did these guys do something. And that is really, I think, the crisis of the trial, that what we see is an agreement by all the major parties, which really, that's the prosecution and the defense, but you're really talking about the might of the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the entire national security state, and then the defense, led by a public, a federal defender. She is, essentially a government employee. They brought in some outside people, but they, for whatever reason, made a very early determination that they were not going to or could not develop a robust case in his defense. They would simply try to mitigate the potential punishment, that is the death penalty. Now, the problem there is there's nobody in the picture interested in investigating things like the relationship of the elder brother with the FBI, which is documented but has been basically overlooked and not even mentioned so far in this trial.
Well, Russ, they have a stage of the trial process called sentencing. You know, the trial itself needs to be exculpatory or whatever to see the evidence. And we as American people need to see the evidence so something like this doesn't happen again. I think that's very important. In fact, if we follow the trail of evidence, we might see that this goes a lot higher and is more ingrained in our own government than we would like to believe. But it's like the 9/11 Commission. They weren't funded. Keene and Hamilton both said that they were set up to fail, that they would later, if they could, if they wanted to, they could prosecute the Pentagon for lying in the investigation, that there was no conclusions. They didn't even talk about Building 7. So we never got to really find out how and why this happened so it wouldn't happen again. And in the underpants bomber trial, it was the same thing. Is it going to be the death penalty? Or is he going to get life in prison? And he just threw himself on the mercy of the court. No evidence. We had a keyhole view into this, Russ, because Kurt Haskell is a friend of ours who was on the plane with the underpants bomber. He was on the plane with him. And he saw these peculiar things happening that might have not, wouldn't, the underpants bomber would have been guilty still, but it might have shed more light onto how this happened and why, so it doesn't happen again.
That's absolutely right. In fact, I had heard some time ago, and I keep meaning to get back to him, Ahmed Salem, who was the former Egyptian Army colonel, He immigrated to the United States, and he was recruited by the FBI to identify these terror plots. And as he said, and, you know, he wore a wire when he was with his FBI supervisor, and he said, you know, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, he said, you know, I mean, we built the bomb. You guys knew about that, you know, and the supervisor's like, look, never mind, you know, forget that. This gentleman contacted us to thank us for the work we were doing on the Boston case, because he knows from his own experience that it is not as simple as just saying that every, you know, in other words, every time something like this happens, it's either people who hate America, meaning it's an organized thing, but people who hate America, or it is a lone wolf. And the problem there is it ignores even the New York Times, which is very, very cautious, pointing out that 18 out of 22 identified supposed terror plots in the United States involved FBI elements.
Including the most recent one in New York, where you had the three men wanting to go join ISIS and kill the president and take our lunch money and anything under the sun. They were completely found. They found the dumbest people they could that would fall for this plot, Russ. And then they tell the rest of us, they kind of don't really get into the fine details, that it was inspired by the FBI. They tell the rest of us that they caught them, they're doing their job, keep the funding rolling in.
Exactly right. And so you and I have talked about this in the past, and I believe now we have another, here we have an incident in between our conversations. So we see this same thing, again and again and again, and it is never discussed. It never comes up at these trials. I mean, why the defense cannot at least just kind of raise this issue is very, very troubling. And, you know, what you see is the concentrated firepower of the consensus building machine, if I might refer to it that way. The consensus building machine. In other words, the media, and I was in a courtroom last week, that almost all of the reporters were racing to prove their patriotic bona fides, that everybody in this kind of a climate wants to basically show that they are more outraged by the harm to the victims than others are, that they are ahead of the ball, you know. And the truth is, of course, we're all outraged by the death and the injuries, but you don't do a service to those victims by covering up the larger picture.
That's exactly right, and not to mention that the collateral damage here is that we lose liberties and there's more of a police state and it costs more money and it's more futile than ever before. A couple of issues about the Boston bombing trial. They said they were going to show video, the absolute proof. Here are the Sarnev brothers, who, by the way, just to remind the listening audience, were being monitored and visited by the FBI for 2 years leading up to the actual event of the bombing itself. They put a bolo out for these guys. Here are the guys we think that did it. Help us find them and figure out who they are. They knew exactly who they were. Even if they didn't know who they were, they had facial recognition technology and they could have found out there. So that could come up in the trial. But where is this video? Because I still haven't seen it. I haven't seen the smoking gun damning video of the Sarnev brothers without their backpacks. I could get into this a little bit more with Kraft International, but I won't. We'll just leave it there. So they keep promising that you're going to see the smoking gun video, Russ Baker, from whowhatwhy.com. Where is it?
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that they don't seem to have that video, and if they do, by the way, and they spring that later in the trial, then you will say, well, now what are they up to? Because they have this very bizarre, strategy of how they present their evidence, you know. So, for example, I noticed when I was there at trial that they had these victims You know, and with the victims, they would go on and on and on and on and on, you know, in the horribleness of it all, you know, which we get, and I don't know how that's germane to proving his guilt, and then they would write
No, it inspires the groupthink of the jury. That's what pulls at their emotional heartstrings, and they feel good about feeling that they've caught this person and he's guilty and we're just deciding if he should live or die. No, that's it. It's total groupthink. Okay, so there's no video. I mean, they're not going to be. I don't know. We're still waiting for the video.
We think there's not going to be. But here's what's so strange. So, for example, with the victims, they would have them testify, and they would roll video while they were on the stand, and they'd ask them to identify certain things where they were, and so on and so forth. But then they have these. They started inserting these sort of brief insertions of FBI people. Very brief, completely at a counterpoint to these incredibly lengthy disquisitions by others in more non-crucial aspects. And so what they would do is they would bring these FBI people out and they would say things like, I saw a video showing him dropping his backpack. And then no video showed. And then later in the trial, you know, a day later, a few days later or something, there would suddenly be a video. But, you know, what did we see? What did the reporters see? I mean, a lot of that is not necessarily accessible to the public. We cannot broadcast directly what we're seeing. And so, you know, then there's kind of this general sense among reporters, oh, I guess we just maybe saw the video showing that. But
look, you wrote a story. People think they saw it, including Devil Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, before he authorized almost a martial law, unprecedented martial law in Boston, searching for Tsarnaev in the boat. So people just think, is that what it is? They just think they saw it, and that's good enough?
They think they saw it, and now there is some video floating around that, you know, it shows him, you know, we're looking at it. The problem is you keep looking at this stuff, and, you know, who's expert enough to look at sort of grainy video and be absolutely sure when it's not clear? You know, there's some point where he looks down, and you cannot tell if there's the strap on his shoulder, you know, is that the backpack on the ground? And by the way, may I say that I have worn a backpack, and when I arrive at my destination, do you know what I do? I take it off, and there is no bomb in there.
Well, listen, I was at the Republican National Convention in New York, George Bush in 2004, and it was a massive show of police state force, Russ, and you could have walked in anywhere with any backpack and done anything. I mean, it's almost impossible to stop that kind of thing. Also, well, okay, so Kraft International, you get a close-up on that backpack. It looks just like the one the guy from Kraft International, Chris Kyle's Merck Group. You remember, he died just 3-4 months before this all happened, and there was an inner fight going on with his partners at Kraft International. And you look at a close-up of that backpack, it looks identical to the one that guy was wearing. Is that anything that could be produced by the defense team, or are they just completely shown up to give up?
Well, I don't. You see, I mean, I think people are terrified. We all are terrified. When I say we, I mean collectively. I think I'm trying to be a little bit different, but you know, we're all terrified of being humiliated, embarrassed, dramatically wrong on these things. You know, because our you know, when you're a journalist or you're a lawyer or whatever, your credibility is dependent on your being.
I hear you. And if we're even slightly not credible, forget what the mainstream media does 90% of the time, then our character will be assassinated as well as all of our work. So I get that part of it. But, you know, where I'm at is you have to see the evidence. There has to be some kind of a case. Also, I mean,
let me go back to the backpack. Jack, let me go back to the backpack thing just for a second, because you raised an interesting point. I mean, one of the problems, and we've been working on some stories for the site about this, is that you know, they refer to it as a black backpack, yet when you look at Jahar Tsarnaev, he appears to be holding a white backpack. It may be light gray, but it's definitely not black. And, I mean, forget about everything else. The government's case says that the bombs were in black backpacks. Now, the other brother's backpack looks dark. I mean, is it black? It may be. But if they say that both were black and there's a picture of a torn apart black backpack they say the bomb was in, and it doesn't look like the one that Jahar Tsarnaev
had. It matches the guy from Kraft International because there's a close-up of him there, and then there's him without his backpack, and then there's a close-up of the backpack. It's identical to the one he was wearing. But okay, here's the problem. Chain of command. It should be on us just as it is on the prosecution of the Boston bombing trial, shouldn't it, Russ? I mean, so if they show you a picture, because we saw some Photoshop pictures of the Tsarnaev brothers without their backpacks, and then you could just see where they... It was not even good Photoshop, by the way. Kind of like the dead bin Laden pictures, right? Just not even credible. So, I mean, they could CGI this, the chain of command, all of that needs to be challenged. But in this case, again, there's no one challenging this.
Well, and the thing that makes it even worse is we don't know even what the defendant actually knows, believes, thinks, wants to say, because he, so far, has not spoken. If he does speak, he will be speaking under the heavy coercion and guidance of the federal defender. And he's basically been told what to do. And his family's been told to not to speak anymore or challenge any of this. And so there's also what they call a SAM, a special administrative measure, which has kept him all that time up to his trial in isolation. So people like me, reporters, could not speak to him.
Yeah, well, of course not.
Or
have any witnesses that would actually put it all on the record, whether he's guilty or not. If he's guilty, I think he should you know, get the death penalty, bottom line. But I haven't seen anything yet that convinces me that he's guilty, which is highly suspicious, Russ, highly suspicious. So before I ask you about the drills and some of the other stuff that isn't going to be produced at this trial, Russ Baker with us from whowhatwhy.com. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Joyce today. We heard about the boat letter. So let's talk about that real quick when we come back with Russ. We'll have him for about another 5 more minutes in a quick segment. The bullet-ridden boat confession letter. Is it actually a confession? We'll get to that when we come back. Stay with us.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
BigRiskWithUs.com. They cover a variety of issues, and it's a site you should go to quite a bit because they do their homework, and you generally can rely on what they're going to report. Russ Baker is with us. He's the editor and publisher of WhoWhatWhy.com. Before, I've got to go real quick in 5 minutes to cover a bunch of stuff, but I just saw this on CNN as I was out of the studio coming back in. They're going to show a video, surveillance video, of the killing of the MIT police officer Sean Collier. That's what the jury's going to see now.
Now, of course, we've written quite a bit on that. It's entirely possible that it was these brothers, but there were many anomalies about that. The police officer was on an abandoned campus. His car was basically kind of hidden between two buildings, more or less. He was not in a highly visible place. How would they even have known that he was there? Why would they have been on the campus? I mean, again, these things just don't make a lot of sense. And without us hearing from the defendant, the things are strange.
Right.
From what I understand, the two figures on the video are hooded. And you see their back, so you don't definitively know who they are.
Ross, I know a plane. I know a plane hit the Pentagon on 9/11 because I saw a grainy video of something zooming in about 6 inches off the ground. So I'm convinced.
Yeah, the other thing, by the way, is there was a witness testified the other day that he was going by on his bike and he saw somebody leaning over the police car. The fellow turned around and he got a look at his face and he pointed out Johar Tsarnaev in the courtroom. That may or may not be right. We know there's a pretty high incidence of eyewitness
collusion.
Eyewitnesses, yes, yeah. being wrong. So who knows what to make of that? I guess.
Well, one of the police officers was shot by another police officer in this case, so we know that.
Well, and you know what's interesting about that is if you actually see how that was presented, because I was there when the prosecution did their opening arguments, they elided the fact that he was shot by friendly fire. Now that's huge. You know, yeah. In fact, there were many, many weird things happening. We've been canvassing Watertown where this whole thing took place, and there's this bullet holes everywhere, and from what we understand, most of them were from the police just kind of wildly firing.
Yeah, that's what they do. In fact, that happens a lot, and we remember in the Chris Dorner case, some women that had a similar truck were shot at and almost killed by the police. This happened in New York in an office raid shooting. They started shooting bystanders, so it wouldn't be the first time this happened. Maybe it happened to Sean Collier. I'd be very careful about that video. What about the bloodstained, bullet-ridden note in the boat where if we hadn't been listening on the police scanner, they would have killed Joker Sarnoff. There would have been no trial. I like to think we saved his life that night almost by doing that. There it doesn't seem to be much of a confession. What he's saying is he's giving kind of this, if he even wrote it, you can tell me, but he's giving kind of this all praise to Allah, go to heaven and get 72 virgins thing. He doesn't say that exactly, but he doesn't actually confess to this. He justifies the killing of innocent civilians. He says the U.S. government kills people and this is what they should get back. It's blowback. Did he write it, and is that even a confession?
If you go to whowhatwhy.org and type in boat in the search box, you'll get a piece we wrote a while ago, an analysis by one of our people that it looked like to be not really a confession at all, part of a larger the thing you have to understand about Johar Tsarnaev, he was 19 years old. He tweeted and posted all kinds of things, lots of quotes from rappers and everything else. He was impressed.
He thought he was going to die in that boat. He thought he was going to die, and this would be his last statement. And
yeah. It really, if you take the full context of what we understand that to be, and we have not seen, as far as I know, the entire note, it was more of a kind of a rambling thing with some traditional Muslim stuff in there, and a statement that killing is wrong, but also trying to explain why people take retribution when they think that something
real quick,
Russ
Baker from whatwhy.com, Joker seems drugged for the trial. Do you think that he was somehow manipulated in taking part of this, or he didn't know anything about it? Quickly.
My gut feel is that he was manipulated into something larger than himself that he does not fully understand.
Russ Baker, whowhatwhy.com, great, and .org, whowhatwhy. Go check him out all the time. Thanks, Russ. Keep me posted on the